but Ellen Johnson Sirleaf coming to America this time around, with the issue of corruption being at its peak in Liberia on the national front, we will express our concerns to the United Nations and let her know that she needs to step down because she has not lived up to the oath of office that she took when she was inaugurated. She is extremely disconnected from our people. The statistics are there, the corruption numbers are there, and we need something done so that the money that the international community continues to invest in our nation can reach our people in the villages that Ellen Johnson has ignored for the past 8 consecutive years.
The government will say that it is trying its best to fight corruption by establishing the Anti-Corruption Commission. Isn't that a step forward?
The thing is, when you play lip services by establishing a special presidential committee to fight corruption and don't do anything with the findings, it's lip services. In the history of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, there have been 8 different presidential committees. These Liberians are scholars, went to work, and they investigated the corrupt practices, and they came up with their findings. What has Madam Johnson done with that? She hasn't done anything. All she does is just speculate these corrupt officials, give them new positions, assign them someplace else, and play deaf ear to our people's needs. When she took the oath, she promised to run that country based on our constitution. We need these people prosecuted. And so we will be heading down to New York to make it known that Madam Sirleaf made a play in her inaugural speech in 2006 that corruption is her number one enemy. In what regard? Lip service regard. She hasn't done a thing about it. And we are fed up